Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
I knew I should not have had her mic open as Johnny here is talking, and you know, suddenly she's hacking up hairballs and all that. I mean, you know, we're live on the air, Kathy Kellich. I mean, Jesus, come on. You know, please. Belmont County Treasurer, you threw hacking up the hairballs. You threw with this. Are they on?
Sorry, it's allergies.
Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490.
You have pushed that a couple times, and nobody wants to talk to me. But that's no different than at home or any other place in my life.
Oh,
so.
Really? Oh, I think, oh, now let's explore this. So how is Gagan these days? Oh, what
Gagan's
is going on
well.
In your household? What's exactly going on there, you know? So back to this bill here for to change the state constitution. Do you think this is going to pass? And if it does, what's going to happen?
That's the problem. If it passes, there's no mechanism as to how to fund everything. So you've got to figure out the pivot. So even if it passes, it's going to sit until somebody can, and the legislators can actually come up with a plan as to how to fix this, how to abolish the real estate taxes, which means you're going to get it somewhere else. You're going to get it either in sales tax, you're going to get it in income tax, consumption based.
What about reducing expenses?
I mean, how much do you think?
I never hear about, you know, from politicians, anything about reducing expenses. It's always wanting more and more and more and more money.
All right. Let's talk about reducing expenses.
Yes, let's do that.
What would you like to reduce? Like, tell me something.
The salaries of so many of these school districts. That's a really, really, really good place to start. 80%, 85% of their total budget is always for salaries and benefits. Cut those down. Get rid of some of those. Go to, you know, instead of a pension, go to a 401k. Stop. Oh, hold on. We have people actually.
We actually have people calling.
Wow. Hold on a second. Hi, Big Willie 105.5, the Kathy Kellich hotline.
Hi. This is Tom. I don't think it was very fair for you to, would you pay $1.6 million to some outfit from, you know, Columbus, probably.
Sorry, I can't.
To just go ahead and just say, oh, everybody's taxes went, you know, ours went up $600.
Okay, say the first part again. Say the first part again about the money.
Well, they hired some firm. I don't know. It was like almost, you know, $1.5 million or something to just... Just raise everybody's taxes.
The $1.5 million for what?
By a lot of money.
Appraiser? Is this the appraisal?
Yes. And in St. Clairsville, they put these elections in the spring, and it was like the only thing there was to vote for was the the Cumberland Trail Fire Department. Their budget was $900,000. Now it's $2.9 million. Okay. In these surprise elections, and nobody even knew about it. And in Brookside, how much is the taxes going up? And does Brookside want to build a new fire department also?
Not that I'm aware of.
What about the $1.6 million? Was that in reference to the appraisal company?
Yes.
All right, Kath, what about that?
I mean, you don't actually pay, your taxes don't go up to pay those the appraiser to come in. That gets paid out of a different fund that has nothing to do with what your taxes are. They don't, whatever that appraiser costs does not, you don't absorb that.
All right, so fair enough. Thank you for your call. We have one line open. It is reserved for you, so call now. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. The Kathy Kellich Hotline, Belmont County Treasurer. You have a question or problem about your taxes in Belmont County, she might be able to help you.
I hope
again,
I
that's
answered
the Belmont
that for
buzz.
Him.
Yeah, you did answer. Well, yeah, you
I mean,
did.
I wasn't 100% sure what he was asking.
Yeah, he wasn't clear.
I understand that, that yes, there was a Cumberland Trail Fire Department did put on a levy, but that's what they're allowed to do. By law, they're allowed to go and put a levy on.
It's a very good fire department. I like Hall a lot. He's a good guy.
Yes.
He's a very, very good guy. One line open. It's reserved for you. 740-325-1490. The Kathy Kellich Hotline. Your questions about Belmont County real estate taxes, the treasurer is here. She is ready to take your calls. So any other of these bills that actually do make sense? Because we have an awful lot of people here in this building as well as everywhere else around here saying, got to do something. Is there one of these 19 or so bills in Columbus that actually makes fiscal sense?
Of course there are. I mean, again,
which is the best?
There's a few that actually are good. One is like House Bill 61 restores the 10% non-business property tax rollback to all voted levies and 2.5% on owner occupancy.
What is that?
It doesn't sound like a lot. Okay. So back in 2013, it was voted on that any new levy that was put on, whether it was a renewal with an increase or a brand new levy, would not receive that owner occupancy. I'm getting static off my line.
Oh, maybe it's this thing.
Sorry. Sorry. So that 10% and the 2.5%, right now you've got an adjusted amount that you're receiving. You don't get the full 2.5% because how many new levies went on. You don't get the full 10%. Those are little things that will help every single household. Mm-hmm. So that one would work really well. Enhanced homestead exemption for veterans. We all support that. There is an elimination of a renewal levy that's had a little bit of pushback on it. We'll see how that happens. Basically, it's to make sure that everyone knows what they're voting for. Renewal levy, there is a replacement and a renewal. So a renewal levy is just renewing exactly what you had before, same rate at the same previous
apples
value.
Apples to apples.
Replacement is you're replacing it with either it might be a lower amount or a higher amount, but it's at the new value.
Typically a higher amount, I imagine.
No, not always, but they do really reduce it sometimes. But sometimes, like they tell you, oh, you're not paying as much. It's instead of 0.5 mils, you're paying 0.35 mils, but it's at a new value, which spiked. So
at the end of the day, you end up paying more. I hate these politicians.
So that is to get rid of that language, but it's passed through the House. It's referred to the Senate Ways and Means. We'll see how that goes. There are two separate bills. Both are set up that to authorize a property tax freeze to owner-occupied homes so that the value couldn't go up anymore on those owner-occupied homes.
Well, that sounds good.
It does. Again, a little bit more information. They're two competing bills, so they have a little bit of different languages. So we're going to see what really comes out of that. Deferral property tax payments for eligible owner-occupied homes. Again, it's all in the language.
Let me ask you this. And I've had this discussion with my current wife. Why is it that the same people who bitch about high taxes in Belmont County typically end up voting for all their renewal and replacement levies?
Well, okay, so let's be fair. We were talking with that gentleman about the Cumberland Trail Fire Department. It is a karma moment you have, because you're like, if I vote no, then what happens if that service isn't available and I need it? So you want to help. You want to make sure that people have fire. You want to make sure that they have police. You want to make sure that they have EMT.
There would still be the Cumberland Trail Fire Department, only with not as much money.
Correct.
But you would still have it.
But
it doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away, yeah. But at the same time, in your own mind, you want to vote for kids, you want to vote for seniors, you want to vote for services.
And then you want to complain because your taxes are too high. This happens in Belmont County all the time. You know this.
It does. I mean, I had a wonderful gentleman that came in after the Cumberland Trail levy passed, not picking on Cumberland Trail because I do love them.
Yeah, they're great.
They are great, and they do
Cumberland
take
Trail audience, studio audience. Fire Chief Hall.
Woo! Right. Okay, anyway.
They love them.
So, going back to that.
Yes.
And I'm
The old guy that came in.
The older gentleman that came in. He came in and he's like, I can't afford my taxes. And his taxes went up. It was because of that levy that it went up. And we explained to him, it's because the Cumberland Trail Fire Department had a levy put on. It passed. And this is why there was an increase. Right. I actually voted for that. Okay, but you voted for it. Well, I didn't want to not have the service, but I can't afford it. It does happen to everybody.
Because how do you keep your sanity? How do you keep your sanity when someone comes in and says exactly what I just said to you?
I don't know how I keep my sanity coming on here some days.
You know, I don't need attitude. I really don't need attitude. Anyway, well, look, we're almost out of time. Yes. I always give my guest the last word, even you. This is your opportunity to take my microphone, say whatever you want about anything you want, just no cursing, because then I get in big trouble. I know. But you can say anything that we've already discussed. You can bring up new points, tell people how to get in touch with you. You know, tell them to buy Girl Scout cookies if you want, if that helps with Gabriella and all that. So pretty much anything you want. So ladies and gentlemen, Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kellich, my microphone is yours.
Okay. So we talked about, we covered a few bills, not all of them, but we covered a few bills today. So I want to stress to your listener, your one listener, thank you for that. I want to stress that treasurers and auditors throughout the entire state of Ohio are actually supportive of a reduction of real estate taxes. And just to be clear, so that there's no area for misunderstanding, if there is no property taxes, the auditor still has a job and the treasurer still has a job. This is all that the public sees is what we do for... what the public sees is what we do is for tax collection, but we actually have a whole nother job that has nothing to do with tax collection. So this whole real estate property taxes has nothing to do with us, quote unquote, keeping our job. It is literally, we agree with there needs to be some kind of reform. We just have to find a proper way to get there so that we don't have another problem going forward. We need to have it done right the first time through.
And if people would like more information from you, how do they get in touch with you or the treasurer's office?
They can call you and yeah. you can talk to them and you could be my secretary.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Call me and I'll tell you all about Belmont County treasurer policy. Okay. Are you sure you want that? Nah, you don't have to pay your taxes. Don't worry about that. Are you sure you want me doing that for you?
I kind of do, actually. I like the snarly side of you.
No. Belmont County treasurer's office. What's the God blessed phone number?
740-699-2145. Once again. 740-699-2145.
All right. You can actually see this interview, although God only knows why you'd want to. Facebook live stream, Big Willie 1055. Also, Dimitri's Facebook page. Kathy Kellich, all kidding aside, I hated every moment of this, and we'll get you on again. My condolences to Chris Gagan. My condolences to Rosie. My condolences to your staff. My condolences to anyone who crosses your path today. Ugh.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, yeah.
American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.